Chance I had left and I tore it apart now. Now I feel that the road ahead still full of the mess that's tripping me up. I accept who we are now. Take it as a lesson.
Toque su guitarra.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where are you going? Who are you going with?
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month long trip, hunting some friends on an ocean liner ship. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to you as I started the motor. Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for? Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pub in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would've been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said,
pay for lunch.
So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip, man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out. We was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and 3 more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 man. Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
There's some food upon the table, boys. And if you have ever seen me flying, then you'd know that I am weak, and you are free to take me downstairs, away from cares. I'll be with you.
Thank you. to me.
Orale!
The only word that says we're free.
Orale!
The only word that tells it true.
Just say orale, you can say it too. Just say orale, you can say it too. Just say orale, you can say it.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
what is left of them, I take to sleep again. Where I dare pretend I'm more than I seem. Tears get triggered, yours remind me of the ice melting in my glass. Finally full again, so I listen for your lips to break apart into words.
kids are nestled in their beds, dreams of amplifier heads, hoping old Saint Nick knows where to go. Oh, oh. Snow is falling on the ground. Listen close and hear the sound of blitzing, shaking sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, oh. It's a peppermint Christmas. Peppermint Christmas. Round and round and round we go. One last stop at the mistletoe, and it's gonna be a peppermint Christmas. Run, run, reindeer, it's a gas. Sliding down that chimney fast. It's gonna be a peppermint Christmas. Oh, what's in Santa's bag of tricks? Candy canes and 40 licks. It's gonna be a peppermint Christmas. Oh, ooh. All lands on and used to peace. Toys and Christmas trees. It's gonna be a peppermint Christmas. Oh, do you recall what was the feel when we thought it all was real? Christmas comes just once a year. Raise the toast to those not here. We wish you all a peppermint Christmas.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Hang around. Coming up next, it's TARDIS Jukebox, and the Doctor brings you the best of 2023 this week here on WMFO.
I want to. I'm not the kind that needs to.